Mexico has captured or killed an unprecedented number of high-ranking drug mafiosos since Vicente Fox became president nearly 3 years ago. Some drug supply routes into the U.S. have been disrupted, at least temporarily, and that, combined with heightened U.S. border security, has led to a backlog of drugs in Mexico and a rise in domestic abuse. It has also raised hopes that the flow of drugs into the U.S. has abated. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Nuevo Laredo, Mexico.
At a Spartan drug treatment clinic in this sprawling border city, about 150 cocaine and heroin users shuffle in daily from the baking hot streets to receive counseling or methadone. One heroin addict, a baby-faced 21-year-old named Sergio, says in his neighborhood, dealers now peddle crack and heroin on nearly every corner. The product is cheaper than it's ever been, he says, about $5 a dose. Here in Laredo, I don't know why drugs are inundating the area, he says, especially heroin. There have always been drugs crossing the border, but now kids as young as 11 and 12 are using heroin. Doctors and social workers say Nuevo Laredo, like other Mexican border towns, is seeing an explosion in drug use. Nationwide, about one out of every 100 Mexicans is now abusing, reports the Attorney General's Office Against Organized Crime. Gerardo Rivero directs the Nuevo Laredo drug clinic. He says his patient list has skyrocketed, in part because of tightened security on the U.S. side of the border following the September 11th attacks. To get drugs across the border is now very difficult, he says, and so many shipments have been caught at the crossing point that the dealers are saying, well, better to create a consumer market here in the country. Each year, nearly 13 million pedestrians and vehicles cross over the murky Rio Grande between Nuevo Laredo and Laredo, Texas. On the U.S. side, customs agents search first and foremost for terrorists as part of the new Homeland Security measures. But the heightened alert has also led them to nab more drugs. At this bridge, twice as much heroin and marijuana compared to last year. Government officials and analysts say it's impossible to include whether that means less drugs are entering the U.S., though a drop in the purity of coke and heroin on U.S. streets has the White House hoping that supply is short, at least for the moment. But like most officials, Laredo Port Director Gene Garza cautions against drawing any conclusions based on seizures.
All we know is how much we intercept here at the border. Unless we had people coming back and telling us, hey, you know, I got by you and I'm here again. But we don't have that type of system, so there's really no way of knowing how much is getting in.
What is sure is that the government of Mexican President Vicente Fox has struck several powerful blows against drug cartel leaders. Two of the nation's seven largest gangs have seen their leaders arrested or killed this year. Scores of high-ranking lieutenants have been captured. The crackdown has created power vacuums in which rival gangs and low-level henchmen are battling for control of the multi-billion-dollar business. Last month, on a busy Nuevo Laredo street, hitmen shot 9 people dead. It was the latest violence following the arrest of regional kingpin Osiel Cardenas in March. One local construction worker named Miguel says the town is tiring of the bloodshed. Here, the war over this turf is getting worse each day, he says. One leader goes, another is right behind him. We're just trying to work, he adds, but the situation gets tougher. One thug is born, another dies. It's always the same. Mexican authorities say the executions are a sign that gangs are growing desperate, but some experts on the drug trade aren't so sure. Jesus Blancornelas is editor of the daily newspaper Zeta in Tijuana, where the powerful Arellano Felix cartel has long operated despite its bosses being killed or jailed. They could get rid of the 5 or 6 biggest Mexican kingpins, or all of them, he says, but tomorrow there'll be others. Why? Because there's production in South America and demand in the U.S. But U.S. and Mexican officials insist they're making progress and that cooperation and intelligence sharing has never been better. They say since Fox took power, not one major operation has been infiltrated by the drug cartels. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Nuevo Laredo, Mexico.